All right, here's the deal, folks. If you're a man of faith, you need to come with a damn warning label, right? This was Thin Reed. Don't mistake my silence for ignorance. Don't confuse my humility for weakness. Just because I ain't out here barking or throwing hands doesn't mean I'm some weak little punk. See, you think I'm quiet because I don't see what's going on. Hell no, I'm praying for you. And that's more dangerous than anything I could say. What's up, bros? You're tuning in to Renegades, Man of Faith and Fortitude. As always, it's a preacher Joe. Marine Corps veteran, preacher, and a biker. Coming at you straight and raw with the truth. Listen, the world screwed up when it comes to what strength really means, right? Everybody's out there flapping their gums about being an alpha, but they have no clue, folks. They have no clue of what real power looks like. As men of faith, we don't play by the same rules. We follow the alpha. We follow the alpha and the omega, the beginning and the end. Our strength, it doesn't come from flexing, it comes from God. Look, you got people out there running their mouths, slapping labels on you, thinking that they know what you're all about. All the while, you're on your knees praying for them. And here's what they don't get, right? Silence from a man of faith is not weakness. It's power, real power. It's holding back when you could tear somebody apart. It's knowing that vengeance is the Lord's. Today, we're going to be ripping apart the world's BS idea what strength is about. Pride and being loud. That's what they think. See, we're talking about how real strength, God's strength, is in humility. Let's get into what it means to be a man of God in a world that thinks strength comes from how loud you are, how many fights that you can win. See, by the end of this episode, you're going to know what it means to walk with real strength. Strength that's quiet, humble, and rooted in God. Not the world's BS, right? Now, before we dive in, I want to hear from y'all, right? Well, drop a comment, send me a message, you know. How many times have people thought that you were weak just because you chose prayer over throwing fists? Let's hear those stories, man. We're all in this together, right? All right, let's go ahead and break this down, folks, all right? The world is all about labels. Alpha, beta, whatever the hell else they want to call it. You got dudes out here puffing their chest, trying to prove that they're the baddest MF-er in the block, right? But let's be real. What did Jesus say about all this BS? But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Matthew 19:30, right? Jesus wasn't out here trying to prove anything to anybody. He wasn't out here flexing his power, right? He came down as a servant. This man is the King of Kings, and he walked with the more humility than any of these so-called alphas out here today. And that's the point, brothers. When you know who you are in God, you don't need the world to tell you anything. You don't need their validation. You don't need to prove that you're alpha. You already walk with the alpha and the omega, and that's the only thing that matters, folks. So while the world measures strength by how loud you are or how many fights you pick, men of faith are out here on the whole different level. Jesus told us to turn the other cheek, Matthew 5:39, right? Now, the world looks at that and thinks, that's some weak-ass shit. But they don't understand that the strength it takes to hold back, especially when you could destroy somebody. See, that's what they don't get. Real strength isn't about reacting, it's about restraint. It's about trusting that God's got your back and will handle things better than you ever could. Now, let me tell you something from my old past, right? From my old life, right? Yo, back in the day, yo, I had this dude, he was constantly all over my face, pushing my buttons, trying to start some shit, right? See, the old me, the pre-Jesus me, would have handled it real quick. Would have slapped it real quick and knocked him the hell out, right? You know, but what did I do? Held back. I held back, man. I bit my tongue, clenched my fists, and just held it. I held my peace, right? That's what I chose to do. That wasn't easy. And sure the hell wasn't weakness. See, it was strength. Trust me. It takes a hell of a lot more power to keep your cool than it does to lose it. Romans 12:19 says it's plain. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. So while the dude is running his mouth, I was running to the Lord. See, that's where the real strength is. The world thinks that strength is about taking people down, but God's strength is all about lifting people up, even the ones who try to knock you down, right? While they're out there making noise, which they always do, you're making moves in prayer. The real power, brothers, that's the strength that gets stuff done. See, the world's got it all twisted. They think being an alpha is about pride, about ego, or proving yourself. They think being humble means being weak. But let me tell y'all something. When you follow the alpha and the omega, you don't need to prove a damn thing to anybody. Real strength comes from humility, from knowing that God is fighting your battles. You don't have to react to every challenge, to every insult. You just have to trust that God's handling it. And he always will, folks. He sure will. Here's the bottom line, bros. You're a man of God. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. You walk in power because you walk with the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7 states, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Real strength is not about being the loudest or the toughest. It's about having faith in God, knowing that he's fighting your battles and trusting him to take care of business. Here's your mission for the next week. The next time someone tries to push your buttons, you know, tries to test you, test your patience, don't react. Don't let them drag you down to the level, right? Take them to God in prayer and trust that he's handling it. And when you do, come back and let me know how it went. I want to hear how you kept it real and walked it true straight. All right, bros, that's it for today, right? And keep walking in faith and fortitude. Stay humble, stay prayerful. And remember, you don't need to prove yourself to anybody. God's got your back. Till next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.